Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. With me today is Dr. Finbar Murphy, Department of Accounting and Finance in the Kemi Business School at the University of Limerick. Finbar is principal investigator on two European projects involving a number of industry and academic partners focusing on autonomous vehicles. Thank you for joining us today, Finbar. Can you tell me a little bit about your research into driverless cars?
There's actually two projects, Richard. They're both in the same space, which is autonomous vehicle development. There are two Horizon 2020 projects. One is called Cloud LSVA, Large Scale Video Analysis, and the other is called VIDAS, so that's Visual Enhanced Driver Assistance Systems. They're largely technically driven by European partners that are looking to develop the technology that will allow us to create eventually autonomous vehicles. In the short term and medium term, those will be semi-autonomous vehicles. So for our part, we're a business school and we're interested in the risks associated with that. These are autonomous vehicles will have different risk characteristics than the cars that we drive today. And that poses significant business problems. And we are part of the consortia to evaluate the risk associated with semi-autonomous vehicles to report back to regulators and to the insurance industry so that all stakeholders are moving hopefully in the same direction and listening to each other.
Can you tell me why is this research important? Why should there be a general public interest in the future of autonomous vehicles?
In a societal sense, semi-autonomous or autonomous vehicles will have enormous consequences for our environment, both in terms of the urban space, in terms of mobility for people that you know, might find it difficult at the moment. Even if you take traffic jams, they have a significant impact on GDP. So there's very few facets of society that will not be impacted by cars or automatic cars in the same way that cars took over from horse-drawn vehicles. So the difficulty, I suppose, is that the technology is advancing at such a pace that there are stakeholders that are left somewhat behind, but nonetheless, they're very important. Two examples. One are regulators. So if we have cars that are driving around on our own, that poses significant problems for regulators, not least that cars are obliged to be insured in the first instance. And second, if there are, for example, infrastructure bottlenecks or infrastructure problems, regulators will have significant interest in that. Yet the technology is moving much quicker than them. The other stakeholder I want to mention are insurers. Again, we are required to have third-party motor insurance, and that obligation is likely to remain for many years to come. But if our car is being driven partly by ourselves and partly by the car itself, then who's at fault if it crashes or if there's an incident?
So it sounds like something that's going to be a game changer for the insurance industry in particular.
Absolutely, yeah. In Europe alone, there are 1,100 retail insurance companies. The annual turnover is something in the region of 110 billion euros. As we get more and more autonomous vehicles, we were very likely to see a reduction in accident risk, which is great news. So the space for those companies is going to dry up, if you like. That said, the risk will tend to transfer to the manufacturers and their suppliers. So it's not a clear transition to risk-free driving. It's certainly much more complex than that. And that's largely where our research is embedded.
So Finbar, could you give us examples of major risks we could be facing besides the obvious through the advancement of autonomous vehicles?
One example will be cyber risk. So when cars are driving in semi-autonomous or autonomous mode, they will be communicating with other vehicles. They'll be communicating with the road infrastructure and so on. So there are, if you like, opportunities for malicious hacking of those cars, either by a physical connection to the car, by Bluetooth access, and so on and so on. And we've seen where, you know, there were significant malware attacks on the world's computer networks. And if that were possible in a car that's moving at 120 kilometers per hour, you can see that there's significant physical damage potential from those type of events.
And given that in this area of research, you must be working with software developers, you must be working with people in the legal profession, it's a highly collaborative area. Has there been many benefits in working such a highly collaborative project?
Working with the technology people in itself is hugely interesting and hugely rewarding. Getting an insight or a future idea of what types of vehicles we'll be driving has been, you know, really eye-opening. And you mentioned significant other aspects that we would have been unaware of at the start. For example, the legal issues. Again, if and when there will be accidents with autonomous vehicles, the appropriation of blame will likely find itself decided in courts of law. So we've included our peers in the College of Law here at the University of Limerick and their input, both in terms of understanding the liability allocation and also in terms of protection of data, has been very useful. Another collaboration we have both within the University of Limerick and with our peers in the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology are surround ethical questions. There's a classic ethical conundrum where a vehicle is driving down the road and it can either crash into an oncoming bus or knock down a mother with a pram. Probably a little bit overused example, but nonetheless, it's a sample of the ethical problems that cars will face. So it's an interesting philosophical question almost. Do we give cars agency to make their own decisions? Or will that happen anyway? So they're nice questions to ask.
So can you tell me who are the industry and academic partners that you are working with in this project?
Yeah, the two projects contain a number of partners. They're largely overlapping with them, but some of them are household names. For example, in Ireland, there's the University of Limerick and Dublin City University. And within mainland Europe, there's Valeo, TomTom, Honda Research, IFSTAR. There are some of the industry names. CEA and Vicom Tech are the research institutes. So it's a very broad church with a lot of different project partners. One in particular I want to single out, maybe XL Catlin, the insurance company. We work and continue to work very closely with them, and we invited them into the VIDAS project. So it's an unusual step for an insurance company to be involved in technical research like this. But, you know, I know that both the partnership or consortium is benefiting from their involvement, and I know that in particular XL are very interested in the results that are coming out, so it's to their benefit as well.
I suppose given that this area of research, it's set in the future already, we have self-driving cars and they are something that are coming down the road in the future, where do you see the future of this research? What other areas of research do you see coming out of this?
I'm often asked, when will we have autonomous cars on the road? And that's obviously a difficult question. It's a question that if you do answer it, we'll immediately pin you to a particular number. So somewhere in the region of 15 to 30 years time, we will have autonomous cars. But it will be an incremental stage. I'm already hearing on the radio advertising for cars that have adaptive cruise control, assisted emergency braking, and so on and so forth. So there'll be incremental autonomous steps. And those steps will take the next 10 to 30 years, somewhere in that region. So there's a lot of technical hurdles to overcome, which obviously is not our area, but in parallel with those technical problems will be those emerging risk problems. Let me give you an example. The insurance area where we're researching, as I said, the insurance risk will tend to move from us as individuals to the manufacturers. But when it does move to the manufacturers, you're dealing with very, very complex supply chains. We see that with Brexit, where a lot of manufacturers are extremely concerned about where to source vehicle parts in the UK. As the world becomes inevitably more globalized, those supply chains become more and more complex. Now, if you have a piece of software that's written in, let's say, India, and it is used on not just one manufacturer, but several manufacturers, now you've got liability allocation across a very complex supply chain. And we see that type of area, you know, becoming more and more difficult, if you like, from a liability and legal point of view.
Does Ireland or Irish industry have a role to play in the development of driverless cars in the future?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, autonomous or semi-autonomous vehicles are very disruptive technology. I think I've spoken of that, particularly in the insurance side. But manufacturers in general are positioning themselves as transportation service providers. So this general disruption in itself offers opportunities for Irish industry, particularly niche areas. If we look at high-end models today, there's something in the region of 100 million lines of code, which I think is significantly larger than, for example, modern aircraft. So software is certainly one area, infotainment systems, and in general, niche areas where Irish manufacturers or software providers can be more adaptive, more nimble.
If I could just ask you a question, maybe on a more personal note, how did you yourself become involved in this area of research? How did you first become interested in this area?
More out of serendipity than any planning. My own background is I'm originally a computer engineer, but I spent the first 10 years of my career working in finance. So I work in the business school as a quantitative finance specialist in statistics and so on. I became interested in this general area of emerging risk by collaborating with my colleagues, in actual fact, in the material science area. They were looking for some business aspects or business understanding of their technology development. So in that way, I became interested in how emerging technologies developed and how risks associated with emerging technology are managed, particularly in the insurance sector, which is not, you know, not too distant from the financial sector where I come from.
You've been listening to Dr. Finbar Murphy, Department of Accounting and Finance in the Kemi Business School at the University of Limerick. This research is funded by the European Commission. If you would like to find out more about research impact or to read our case studies, go to our website at ul.ie/research impact.